Hello again. Today was an okay day. By the time we stopped, I was so exhausted though, and getting really hurty. But this morning we kind of slept in. Slept in like 7:15. I know, it's crazy. And Raymond's like, "You could sleep some more," and I was like, "No, we should get up and get going." So we could get going by 8 o'clock. My guidebook said it was like steep up and then you go down and then you go up again. Well, it was basically just steep up the whole time. So I don't know where the down was. I think they lied to me again and there was no down. So it was just like really steep up and we were going over Glen Pass. I was thinking about doing that yesterday. It would have been later in the day, but like I said, we didn't because we didn't want the snow to be icy and stuff. And the other reason we didn't go across is because we had been talking to some guy and he said it was really, you know, we were too late, there was a lot of snow, blah blah blah, and it just made it sound like it wasn't a, you know, a very good pass. It made it sound like it was going to be worse than Forrester and stuff, and that we shouldn't even try to do it last night because it would just be too bad. So we're going, and I mean, there's a couple of small snow banks that are kind of flat, so it wasn't like a big deal. And on the side that we're going up, they were at the bottom, and then we just switched back up the whole ways. And then there was like one small snow bank on the other side that we had to go through on the steep, and then we were just basically went down. I mean, we went through a couple down the bottom. Once we got to the bottom that were, you know, kind of flat and whatever, and it was just kind of, I don't know, it wasn't bad at all. So I don't know what the other guy was talking about, because I don't know, not that we should have gone over it last night. I didn't really have the energy to last night because I was super tired yesterday, which is kind of a good thing we slept in a little bit today. But I don't know what the guy was talking about. It really wasn't bad at all. It was just steep, but not snow. So I don't know. We were walking. We saw a whole bunch of people going the other way. I think they're doing the John Muir Trail or some sort of thing. You know, maybe just a week or something along it. And yeah, so we saw a lot of people going the other way. And I think most people go the other way because the north side of most of the passes isn't as steep. So they're going up the not as steep side and then they go down the steep side. Whereas we are going up the steep sides and then going down the not as steep sides. Which, I don't know, I guess if there's snow, I guess it's better to be on the not as steep side. But, and we're talking to people and apparently Mather's Pass, which hopefully we'll get to tomorrow, but we'll see. It's apparently pretty tricky. It's probably the only one that is kind of tricky, so we'll see if we can get to that soon enough. We have to go over Pinchot first. We camped a little before the fork, where there's a trail junction to another pass, and then Twin Lakes is up above that. We camped a little before that because I was getting really tired and hurty. And it was 8 o'clock, so the sun's going down soon, and, you know, we need to set up camp. But, so, we go over Glen Pass, see a lot of people. There's a lot of lakes around these passes, and there is a lot of snow around, but we don't normally go through most of it. It's more usually around somewhere else. And most of the lakes have, like, snow still in them, but just a little bit, or, like, the snow goes in on the side, and there's ice and stuff. And all of these lakes are gorgeous colors of greens and blues, and they're just, I really like when the snow goes in on the side because you can kind of see it underneath the water. It looks really cool and absolutely gorgeous. We came down from Glen Pass and we go to Ray Lakes, and a lot of people camp at Ray Lakes going the other way, which I totally understand why. It's absolutely beautiful there. You have the mountains all around and these gorgeous, gorgeous lakes. And we stopped by Ray Lakes. There's two lakes, I believe, that are part of Ray Lakes. And we stopped by the one to take a break, and there were all these fish jumping in the water to get in the bugs. They're just jumping, they were going crazy. Golden trout, Raymond says they are. So, and it was pretty cool. I think people fish them and then eat them or something. I don't know. Yeah, but they are tiny. They're like maybe 6 inches, maybe. Which, I don't know. They're like, they're probably only like 3 inches. Anyways, I don't really know why you'd like eat them, because they probably don't have very much to eat on them. But it was absolutely gorgeous. It was a great break. And it was fun watching them jump out of the water. And then we continued on. We went by Arrowhead Lake and Dollar Lake. And we were just like going downhill. And this trail sucks. It was really hard on your feet. And it's really hard on my knees and everything. Even with my hiking poles. Because there's so many of these stupid stone steps. And I hate them. Like, and today I kept coming to ones that were like above my knee. And I would just look at them like, how in the world did they expect people to go up this? Like, what is this about? Because I don't step that high, especially not with a freaking huge backpack on my back. I mean, it really does hurt my feet a lot more than just walking normally, like, without the steps. And it really hurts my whole legs more, my knees. It's more jarring on your knees and stuff to step down. Even when I'm using the poles to try and make it so I don't step down hard or anything. It's, I don't like it. I can't wait to get out of national parks and hopefully out of these stupid steps, because they're freaking everywhere. I don't know why they put them up. Maybe they think people like them. But I don't know how they could think that, because all of them, that there's a way to get around the steps. People have gone around the steps, and there's a very well-defined path around the steps, so you don't have to go on the steps, which is just ridiculous. I don't know. I thought maybe I should write them and ask why they put them in, because maybe they have a good reason, and I would like to know what that reason is. Or maybe next time I see a ranger, I'll ask them and see if they know why they put this, all these stupid steps in, because I don't understand. But whatever, I guess it was the heat and now it's the steps that I complain about. But it did get pretty hot today. Going up the hill, it's just, I just get so hot, and it's not very much fun. I can't go very fast. So we went like up, and then we went down like 9 miles, and then we went back up, and we had just a couple stream crossings. If you got soaked, I wish I had another pair of shoes so I could just switch into them and go across the stream crossings. And they said don't even bother, blah blah blah. Like, this, everybody that had done it before had said this, so I thought, okay, well, I won't even bother. But I really wish I had them, because it really sucks walking in really wet shoes. Like, we went across the one stream crossing where it's pretty much up over my ankles with the water, and it was right after a break, so then I had to walk for like a half an hour with soggy shoes. I don't know. It's just not very much fun, and it makes my feet hurt more than walking in wet shoes. And I think it promotes blisters, which I don't really want any blisters. So, we'll see how it goes. I'm trying to get in my sleeping bag right now, because it's getting kind of cold. But we camped. We're up kind of high. We're above 10,000 feet, and there's all these mosquitoes. And you can see them on the land, bug netting at the door of the tent, trying to get in. We did a good job not letting them in this time, which is good. So, yeah. Anything else exciting happened today? Oh, yeah. We go down and down and down, and we cross Wood Creek. We were crossing Wood Creek, and there was this bridge, and we took a break on the other side of the bridge. And there's a sign that says, one person on the bridge at a time. And I was like, well, that doesn't really seem like it's very good. Like, if not more than one person can walk across at a time, or whatever. I didn't really think about it that much. And it's like a suspension bridge. And it's just, you know, there, it looks nice. It looks kind of new. It's nothing crazy. And I thought, okay, whatever. So I go across first. And I start walking on it, and oh my gosh, it was probably the sketchiest thing we have done thus far on this trip, is walk across this bridge. Like, there was like two rows of rope, like thin rope, and one of them was like a little above where my hand would be if I bent it, and the other one was like maybe at my knees, but there was big gaps in between them. Like, there's a big gap between the one on my knees and the one I could easily go through that gap. And the bridge is just, like, shaking up and down and kind of side to side. So I kind of felt like I might tip over to the side. If I tipped over to the side, I would just plunged to my death down in the rushing waters over the rocks below. It was really crazy. It was. I tried not to think about it while I was walking across. Yeah, there were some cracked and broken boards. As Raven said, there's some gaps and stuff. It really wasn't very. I didn't feel very safe. I was like hanging on to that rope on the one side for like dear life in case I did somehow slip. Then at least I would be held on. But then Raven would have had to come get me or something because I don't know that I could have gotten myself up there. And it just would have been not very much fun at all. But we made it across safely, which is good. But it really was, like, really creepy. I didn't like it a lot. Because then, by the time you get over to the other side, it's, like, all... Because your footsteps on the first side makes it all, I don't know, even worse. And, I don't know, really, it's, like, the tipping side to side. It felt like it was trying to throw you off. Which, I don't know, I don't want to get thrown off into the rushing river below. So, rocky rushing river below. So, I don't know. Well, the one river crossing we were doing, I was walking on the rocks trying not to get my shoes wet this afternoon right before lunch. I was waiting for some shady spots so we could eat lunch. And, I don't know, like the rock moved or something. And I totally fell. Banged my shin. I'm going to have a nice bruise tomorrow. And then my pack like shifted, so I like spun around and fell on my butt, which wasn't very much fun. I was like, can I get me out of here? But luckily it wasn't that deep. The whole bottom of my back the whole bottom of my backpack got wet. Everyone was like, I think your sleep bag's gonna be a little wet. And I was like, well, it's a good thing I put it in my garbage bag this morning so that in case I did fall in the water, my sleeping bag didn't get wet and I'd still be warm tonight. So my sleeping bag is nice and dry, even though I fell in the water, which is nice. Not that I couldn't have dried it out in the sun while we were eating lunch, but it just would have been another hassle. But I'm glad I put it in the garbage bag because... I don't know. And yeah, my shin's gonna look nice tomorrow. And let's see. Is there anything else exciting that happened today? I don't think so. We saw some marmots. We saw a lizard. I was like, lizard, what are you doing up here? Like, the kind that we saw in the desert. We were like, I think he's lost. And, yeah, because he really... I don't know. Anything else exciting happened today?
The big rock.
Oh, we were, see, I keep asking Raymond because I forget these things by the time I do this because I'm sleepy, but we were walking up and we're walking by Wood Creek, we're kind of walking along up the canyon till we get to Pinchot Pass, and then we got to this one place and it's just like very smooth rocks, very, I mean they're a little bumpy but it's not like, it's just like one solid rock, and the water was just like rushing over, and it was awesome. Like, it just looked like you could just go sliding down it, and it would be like this awesome rock slide, but not really, because then it gets a little rapidy, and you probably like hurt yourself, because the water's moving really fast, and yeah, you probably shouldn't do it, but it looked like it would be fun, like, if you could just like down, and then you went, it was huge. It was like, I don't know, I got some pictures of it, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of waterfalls and everything, and sometimes you, like, turn the corner and it's just, like, deafening how loud the water is. Like, you can't hear anything else. And, there's one section of the path we were walking on, which is pretty much just a stream. But it was the path, and there was so much water. I don't know. There's so much water all over the place. It's crazy. So, all the lakes and streams and everything. And, yeah, it's pretty good times. I don't think anything else exciting happened today. I think that was it. So, hopefully we can get up over Mathers tomorrow, but it's supposed to be a little sketchy, which means I'll probably be going really slow, so I don't know if I'll make it or not, but that's the goal. So, until tomorrow.